So next we have a panel on mediation strategies and have a really great group of speakers coming up to the stage to really talk to us about what we all need to know about strategies, solutions, and lessons learned. So we have Connor Throckmorton, and Connor is the owner and founder of the Throckmorton Law Firm. His main focus is on labor and employment law, particularly in employment discrimination, wrongful termination, and employee benefits. Before practicing law, he earned his BA in international business from Stephen F. Austin. We also have Vinay Lopez-Braun, and she is the head of the Labor and Employment Group of Decker Jones and serves as the firm's chief development officer. She appears and has various accolades, including in Super Lawyers. She was also named as a Great Woman of Texas. And I found very interesting that at the time of her graduation from Princeton University, she was the youngest to ever graduate from Princeton at 19. We also have on the stage the Honorable Elizabeth Betsy Chesney, who was appointed back in 2017 to serve as one of our United States Magistrate Judges for the Western District of Texas, and she is based out of San Antonio. Prior to taking the bench, Judge Chesney was a managing partner of a local firm here in Austin, Cornell, Smith, Merle, and Brutico, where she represented employers. And prior to entering private practice, she also clerked for 2 years for the Honorable Sam Sparks. So I will turn it over to our panel.
Thank you so much. We are really excited to visit with you guys this morning about mediation, especially because we've got an interesting panel. Connor here represents plaintiffs and represents them very well. We actually got to be friends when we were on opposite sides of a couple of cases. And I know there are really a lot of defense lawyers in the room and HR directors that find it particularly interesting, you know, what's going on behind the scenes when a plaintiff's attorney is advising a client who may or may not be open to settling their case in mediation. And then we're really lucky to have Judge Betsy Chesney, whose career focus was labor and employment law before joining the bench. So she's got that perspective mainly on the defense side. And also now, as a federal magistrate judge, is called upon to conduct mediations. And so I am very excited to hear what both of you have to say. And my background is representing employers, and I'm mainly the moderator, but I will probably, you know, not be able to restrain myself from commenting from time to time. So anyway, we had the very nice introductions, but let me kick it off to both of you to tell us more about what part of your experience focuses on mediation.
Yeah, I'll let you.
Okay. Well, nice to be here. Nice to be back in Austin. See a lot of familiar faces here, and it's always great to be at this particular CLE, which does a great job. I am excited to talk to you all about mediation. Of course, I mediated cases when I represented employers and have that perspective, but now I'm on, you know, the other side of it, conducting the mediations on behalf of the court. This is becoming a more common practice in federal districts around the country. It's been a common practice on the East and West Coast for a long time, but becoming more so down here. I know when I was practicing in Austin, there were not a lot of judge-led mediations that went on at the court. That's not how the magistrate judges were used. I'll tell you that I have 4 mediations scheduled for 2 weeks from now, and I'm often mediating several cases a month, and that's become more the practice. Magistrate judges are often being hired out of the civil bar instead of just being former prosecutors because the role of magistrate judges in civil cases has expanded a lot. So I think there's some interesting things to talk about, the types of cases that are in front of judges and how that's a little bit different than with private mediators. We don't get paid any differently, depending on, you know, whether or not we have a lot of mediations is one big difference, but there's a lot of differences. So I'm happy to bring that perspective and to have this conversation with my great co-panelists.
Well, hello there. Oh my God, is that what my voice sounds like? Yikes. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here and presenting on this topic. So as Vianney just said, I represent the plaintiffs in discrimination, wrongful termination, harassment, retaliation cases. So my experience is on the plaintiff side, and if we're in a room full of defense lawyers and HR people, please hold all tomato throwing until the end.